If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go? Chickens?
They're a clucking.
Other animals? And action!
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Danny, Steve, I know yesterday it was a National No Bra Day.
Yes.
And I ended up celebrating publicly on accident.
What? Please tell us how.
It was not when we were on New Day Northwest. I was wearing a bra then.
Okay.
But later in the day, we had been doing some yard work and getting ready for the party that we're having this weekend. And so I was just wearing a tank top with nothing underneath, just being free.
Sun's
and
then, out, boobs out?
It was raining. It was raining. Okay. So there was no sun that would warrant having no bra on.
So it was a wet t-shirt contest for Brad.
It was absolutely a wet t-shirt contest. But then we were so exhausted by the end of the day that we were like, you know what? Let's just load up and go get dinner. I don't feel like cooking. So I just put on like a little flannel and just walked out the door and then we're like at the restaurant and I'm like, oh my God, I am just completely unsupported here.
Was it noticeable though?
Kind of, but you know, I was like shaking it around for everyone to see.
Oh, so you didn't like sit down in your chair, order a water and go, I got it's time to let these puppies freeze. Wet t-shirt contest!
It's one of the things I really love about Stanwood is I bet I wasn't the only person at that restaurant not wearing a bra on National No Bra Day.
That's why we love Stanwood.
You can be free. You can celebrate National No Bra Day anywhere you are.
Isn't that the city slogan? It's Stanwood. Let the hoots fly.
That's exactly it. It's right there when you drive into town. Right? Yeah. It's on the sign.
I saw the bumper stickers.
It's very welcoming.
It's beautiful.
Let's try to inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today is Let Your Hoots Fly in Stanwood Day, so everybody celebrate. It's also a very special day for some of us who like one of the more ridiculous drinks ever.
If you like pina coladas, get caught.
My mom's favorite drink before she discovered Jack Daniels, which I thought was a rather aggressive switch.
That is a big transition.
For the longest time, my mom, I never drink with my parents. Like, it's just never the thing. But I remember like a couple of weddings when I got of age, my mom's like, I'll have a drink with you. And it was always a pina colada.
Did you guys ever make them at home?
Yeah, my mom would.
Oh, I love that.
She loved pina coladas. And then I was like, I don't know. I mean, I was living out here. And then she started mentioning Jack. I'm like, who's Jack? And then I realized my mom was drunk on the phone, and she was referring to Jack Daniels. She's like, I got to talk to Jack later. I'm like, Jack who? Is there some guy in the neighborhood named Jack? Like, what's going on there? And then it turns out her and Jack Daniels, to the point where she had a giant inflatable Jack Daniels bottle in, like, their little bar room.
My question is, did Pina Colada ever find out about her affair with Jack?
Well, I mean, isn't that the whole point of the song?
If you like pina.
But last time we were in Hawaii, I was like, I want a pina colada. Screw it. So I ordered a pina colada in honor of my mom. And then Tatum wanted one. So we got a virgin pina colada. But they don't really make it look any different. Right. So when the drinks came, they gave me the right drink. They didn't F that up. They probably gave a different color straw. But there's my daughter just sucking down a pina colada. And there were, like, some people, like, in the other tables doing, like, double takes. So, like, my wife and I were, like, loudly talking about how cute it is that she's drinking a virgin pina colada with no alcohol because she's 5 years old.
Did she like it?
She loved it.
It's actually funny you say that because Lily tried her first virgin. But it was a pina colada margarita, which was interesting. Yeah, okay. When we were in California. And she was doing the same thing. Everyone in the restaurant looking at us. I'm having a beer. She's having her. But then she takes one sip of
daddy-daughter
it.
Daddy-daughter bonding.
Daddy, this tastes funny.
She took one drink of it and she spits it out. She's like, I don't like pina coladas, Dad.
You should have looked like, oh, that's the one with the alcohol. That's right. It is funny. You think like people would realize, like, no, I'm not giving my child booze.
People just love to judge.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Oh, man. Why did you use the word judge when we're talking about the Mariners
and
taking on the Yankees with Aaron Judge? What another. I don't even want 9-6 they lost. No home runs from Cal Raleigh.
That was a nice score.
It was a nice score. I would have rather the Mariners had the 9 runs. They're back at it again today. Then they got Detroit and then the All-Star break. But you know what? We could still salvage the series, at least get a win. That'd be nice. Yeah. I mean, maybe the pitching can show up too. I don't know.
We got to talk about this kid, Gage Bryant. He is a total hero, 13 years old. He saved an 11-year-old boy at Silver Lake in Everett who was nearly drowning. Apparently, one of the parents that was watching some other kids shouted because they saw the 11-year-old jump in and not resurface. So Gage swam out there, rescued him, and then some other nurses showed up and they provided some CPR, and the firefighters were like right behind him. So he is in critical but stable condition. But, I mean, wow, what an incredible
hero of the
child.
Day. And also, if anybody knows the family... Because, I mean, or if you know Gage Bryant, like, we want to get a hold of him.
Yes.
Because I watched the King 5 news report, and he's being interviewed, and he's rocking a Linkin Park shirt, so he's clearly a rocker. So we want to get him on to talk about the story, but I did get a clip of him talking about it, and it is an insane thing that this kid went through to save this other. The kid's in critical condition, but hopefully he'll be okay. But, I mean, he was underwater for quite some time, but he would not be with us if it wasn't for Gage. And here's Gage talking about what happened.
I dove in. And I looked under the dock and I saw him cradled between underneath the dock and near like some seaweed. And his face was like blue. His lips were blue and purple. I'm holding the kid like this and I look up like that and I just see water right above me and I see people looking down. So I threw myself off the floor and started swimming up with one hand and he slipped from my arms and I have to go back and grab him.
This is so thing. It's just like, what in the hell? Like, he's trying to save this kid. He loses grip of him. He has to go back, get him again.
And he's a middle schooler.
Like, I still cannot, like, I can't get the image out of my head of him just sitting cradled underneath the dock around seaweed wrapped around and stuff like that.
And this Gage kid is an absolute hero. And then afterwards, I mean, he says this, and I'm like, man, this kid's being raised right. He's a good kid. Listen.
I want to contact him and be able to know him, call him, hang out with him, like, play games with him, just stuff like that.
And you know that happens, you know, quite often when there's, like, a hero situation that those people end up, they're bonded for life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So if you do know Gage or his family, Gage Bryant, right?
Yes, Gage Bryant.
We want to hook him up with something and just give him some stuff. Just show some love for him as well. He's obviously a rock fan, listens to Linkin Park, and it'd be awesome to be able to get him on the show and just chat about that experience and just show him the love that he definitely deserves because, I mean, that kid is absolutely a hero.
You're absolutely right.
As far as weather, in the high of 73 degrees today. It's going to be a nice day. At least not super hot, but definitely not cold.
I'll take it.
I felt like an old person talking about the weather again. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we were invited on New Day Northwest on King 5, and someone said a swear while we were on the air.
The S-bomb.
So what happened? You're going to hear all about it at 6:20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yesterday, Steve Miggs, you and I got to be TV stars.
Yes.
Something like that.
I mean, we were on TV at least. You could say
we
that.
We were. Yes. We went on New Day Northwest.
We love going on New Day Northwest, and Kelly's so great.
They are so fantastic. King 5, we were there to promote Kicks for Kids, but yep, also to play a very fun game called Pyramid.
Let's play a game. It is time now for Game On. And joining me for Game On Pyramid Edition are Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from The Daily Miggs Show on KISW, along with chef and restaurant owner Claire Sumadawiria. Claire, you and I are going to be a team, and we're going to try and beat Taryn and Steve. So let the trash talking begin, okay?
And shout out to Claire, super nice person. We need to go to her cafe in Bellevue, Danny. This place is called Belden?
Belden, yeah.
Belden Cafe, and I was looking at their menu, and it looks awesome. Just like, you know, just cafe-type food, but it looks really good.
We're definitely taking a field trip.
And she's also a councilwoman over in Bellevue as well.
Yes.
I bring all this up because
during the game, somebody said a curse word, and it wasn't me. And Steve, it was not you either.
No, it was while we were playing the game. So the game is basically that you give a hint, and then you have to start, like, giving hints so that they could guess the word. And the word in this situation was gossip. So Claire decided to use a certain other term to try and get Kelly to say the word gossip.
Okay, so number three, excuse me, talking basically about somebody else. Gossip?
Oh!
I'm sorry.
Oops. So at this point, she said, you're talking S about somebody. Yeah. And if you watch the video, and we have it up on our social media pages, like, you can see my face trying to process what just happened.
You're frozen.
I'm just like, I'm like, you know, like when you're like the wires are crossed, and you're just like, I don't think I heard what I heard. Maybe she said like the boat, a ship.
Yeah.
With a P. And I'm like, well, that makes no sense when you're trying to give a hint for gossip. I'm like, no, there's only one word it could be. And it was the word I thought. So then, of course, I was like, I have to say something about this.
Good job.
So, can we curse
now? No, I did. I'm sorry.
Even the camera person just started laughing. Like, yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on here either.
We were all a little triggered by that.
Yeah.
Your turn. We'll bleep it out.
Okay. New Day Northwest after dark.
Yes, we have to do that now.
Okay, yeah, where we just say the S word and the F word freely.
It's a cool spinoff.
And the funny part was after we were done, you know, Claire was apologizing. It's fine. We could bleep it. In fact, we had to bleep someone yesterday as well. So I'm like, who did you have to bleep yesterday? Mm-hmm. And she said, we had Jeremy Piven on.
Oh, yeah.
Actor Jeremy Piven, who's now, he also does stand-up comedy. He's here this weekend at the Neptune, I think, on Saturday. Many of us, myself included, remember him for one of the greatest TV characters of all time, Ari Gold in Entourage. Mm-hmm. And he was on, and she told the story, and I figured, I found the audio. And, like, so, like, the interview, she said, was going great. It was her last question, and for some reason, he decided to drop the F-bomb.
Yeah.
And here's that moment.
End us on your favorite motivational quote. I love a good motivational quote.
I mean, listen, I don't like quoting other people. I mean, if you're going to quote
yourself,
I could quote myself, or I could, Martin Luther King said, "No lie can last forever," which is great, you know. And we I think that, you know, as a team, and I'll speak to all the producers here, we have a finite amount of time on this planet, so, you know, we can be viciously mediocre in this life, or we can get after it. I don't know if you can say that on television. You can't.
You can't.
Okay.
The look on Kelly's face is like, what is happening? Like, we were just about to say goodbye to you.
You're doing so good, Jeremy.
Okay. We're going to have to beep that.
Okay, that's all good, everybody.
Thank you so much for being here.
It was going so well.
It was.
And then it wasn't.
I mean, how many times a week do you think they end up having to bleep somebody? It can't be very many.
I feel very strongly that was the only times this year, and it happened in the same week.
If her face, like, looked anything like your face, Steve, the video, again, like Steve said, it's on our social media pages. You have to go watch it, because Steve's face is the greatest thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
I have no poker face. I'm just like,
looks straight at the camera, like, what?
I'm like, what in the living F is going on? Did this lady just say the F word? I think even my buddy Jay, he says on my Facebook, he wrote, the effing look on your face, LOL.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
But we got to give a big thank you to Kelly and the whole New Day staff for bringing us in and letting us promote Kicks for Kids, which is something that's so near and dear to our hearts.
We have to talk about your fundraiser, though. Please tell us about it.
So we are doing our annual Kicks for Kids partnership with the fine folks at Mary's Place, and our goal this year is to put 400 brand new pairs of shoes on local children in need. Their families are often experiencing homelessness, or they've been displaced for one reason or another, and so this is that boost of confidence that they get going into back to school.
And the best part is they get to pick the shoes, so we're not just like handing any kind of pairs of shoes. We give them a gift card. They can go pick out what kind of shoes that they want, and like Taryn said, improves their confidence and just kind of starts the school year off right for them.
Amazing. This is your sixth year doing it too. Thank you so much for everything that you guys do.
And I continue to say donate mother effers. They had to bleep that out as well. Yeah. And speaking of donations at KSW.com, thank you to Mark Guys, who just donated $25 to Kicks for Kids. That's going to go a long way when we try and put brand new shoes on kids in need. Also, Aaron Sand donated $50, and David Williford donated $100 to Kicks for Kids. The more we can raise, the more shoes we end up helping Mary's Place out with getting brand new shoes on kids.
We are on our way. You can make a donation too by heading over to KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
While on New Day Northwest, somebody dropped an S-bomb, and then earlier in the week, Jeremy Piven dropped the F-bomb. So we would like to know how well you think you know iconic curses that happened on television. But we need for you to call in right now. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Call in now. We want you to guess the curse.
This is a game that will make Danny very nervous.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters.
So, you know, we can be viciously mediocre in this life, or we can get the after it.
Over the years, there have been some quite iconic moments in TV history where someone dropped a curse word when they absolutely were not supposed to do that.
Sometimes it was live on television, national television. Other times it was just, it eventually made its way onto television.
Yes. So we found a couple of these famous moments, and we want our listeners to guess the curse. We have Bruce from Tacoma.
Danny is already sweating.
Danny's very nervous.
He's got his finger on the dump button. Don't worry, I feel like we could get through this without saying the curse words.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Bruce, without saying the curse word, what is your favorite curse word?
You know, I've been known to drop the F-bomb a few times.
It's a good punk. It's a great punctuator. All right, so the first one, we're going to go all the way back to 2008, the show Inside Edition. Now, technically, this did not happen live, but somebody released the footage probably because they hate Bill O'Reilly. But it's footage of Bill O'Reilly having a meltdown. He was a TV host, and he started yelling, "We're going to do it live." Now, did he say, "F it, we'll do it live," or "Holy S, man, we'll do it live"?
Oh, he said F it for sure.
Well, you are absolutely correct, and let's check out that audio from 2008.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. F***ing thing sucks. 5, 4.
I also love the producer is just so chill. He's like, 5, 4, we're going live, buddy.
5, 4, 3. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Oh, it's still one of my favorites.
Take it away. Nice job, Bruce. You're good at this game.
That might be one of the greatest on-air meltdowns of all time, wouldn't you say?
My favorite, probably.
Oh, for sure.
All right, Bruce, let's go on. Let's move on to the next one. This one happened back in 2003. Now, while accepting an award at the Golden Globes, Bono from U2, he showed a little edge, pun intended. Did he say, "Holy yes, I thought Eminem was winning this," or did he say, "This is really, really effing brilliant"?
Ooh, I think it was a holy yes.
All right, let's check out and see what he said.
That's really, really f***ing brilliant. And
I end up saying the F word. All right, let's check out this next one. This one happened on SNL back in 2009 during one of their sketch comedy things. Jenny Slate, it was her first ever sketch with SNL, and it ended up being her last. She got fired because she accidentally cursed in one of the skits. Did she say, you effed it up, or quit being a D?
We can't have three F-bombs in a row. It's got to be the D.
Well, let's find out.
You know what? You freaking just threw an ashtray full of butts at my head. You know what? You stood up for yourself, and I freaking love you for that.
Oh, you're in my heart.
Yes, another F-bomb. She was let go at the end of that season, and it became like a notorious SNL moment. But thank you, Bruce. You knew at least one of the F-bombs.
Holy yes, I suck at this.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a chance at beating Steve Miggs this morning? He has a record of 228 wins, 70 losses, and 55 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you believe that you can beat Miggs at 650.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.